don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Tuesday, August 5th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Looking at all of the upcoming state Senate districts, as you know, next year's midterm election, everybody's on the ballot other than basically president. We have a U.S. Senate race. Mike Rogers, just been endorsed by President Trump, probably will be unopposed in the primary. Foregone conclusion, Trump wants Rogers to be our U.S. Senator. Well, if you vote Republican next year and he wins, the state will finally have a Democrat U.S. Senator, Elisa Slotkin, who defeated Rogers last year by winning two counties, Muskegon and Saginaw. Those two counties, Mike Rogers lost to Slotkin. Donald Trump won those two counties for president. Muskegon, Saginaw, very much Republican-based patriots, conservative, simply weren't buying what Mike Rogers was selling. Well, did not stop him from getting back into this race because U.S. Senator Gary Peters from the living in the Flint area decided not to run for re-election, opening up that seat. And to be quite honest, the candidates running for it on the Democrat side, I don't think any of them have a chance of beating Rogers. Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, I expect will be campaigning heavily next year in the state. Commercials for Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate. It's going to be a lot of money on TV, a lot of mailers in the mailbox, and probably we may even hear some commercials on radio stations. Going to be a big political year next year with a lot of money going towards these races. Well, that's at the top of the ticket almost basically as a U.S. Senate race. Next, Congress. You just heard in the top of the hour news, Congressman Jack Bergman sending a letter, a very strong letter to Canada to get your timber management under control. We're sick and tired of these wildfires polluting the state of Michigan, especially the 1st Congressional District. Vicki and I were in Traverse City yesterday. She had a couple of issues and doctor's appointments we had to deal with. I thought it was a haze over the bay from the humidity. But that wasn't it. It was smoke. And you could smell it in the air. I feel horrible for you guys up there in St. Ignace, Mackinac City, Mackinac Island, all across the UP. Well, Congressman Jack Bergman sent a letter about dang time. Well, we'll see if that has any effect on Canada's timber management. I doubt it, but it is a campaign year. So Bergman's trying to act like he's a real congressman and representing the first district. Well, below Congress is the state Senate. We've got a couple of districts we're going to talk about in the next segment. Segment is going to be Senate districts 31 and 32. As we're getting closer and closer to up here, northern Michigan. Take a short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. MERS News Service is taking a look at the state Senate districts ahead of next year's midterm 2026 election. Heading up the West Michigan Lake Michigan shoreline, looking at term limited out. State Senator Roger Victory in Hudsonville, that's Dave Ajima's area, and thank God the bum is going, John Bumstead, Republican of North Muskegon. Term limited out. God bless, good riddance, have a nice life, bye-bye. Well, ahead of next year's election, representing parts of the Lake Michigan shoreline, farm fields, and the state's Dutch American communities is the Senate District 31. Michael Markey Jr., a Grand Haven financial advisor, is attempting to be the ambitious early bird who gets the worm in the 31st Senate District, which is currently held by Roger Victory. Markey previously tried running for governor back in 2022 and then the 3rd Congressional District in 2024. He's already personally contributed $100,025 from his own pocket to become the next state senator in the 31st District. Well, last year, Markey lost the Republican nomination challenge to U.S. Congresswoman Hillary Schlotten, Democrat of Grand Rapids. He was defeated by the lawyer Paul Hudson by over 6,000 votes, losing 54.7% for Hudson, 45.3% for Markey. Well, it really didn't matter because Hillary Schlotten, the Democrat from Grand Rapids, easily won that 3rd congressional district seat. Back in 2022, Markey was one of multiple candidates who did not actually get to appear on the Republican primary ballot after the Michigan Bureau of Elections flagged numerous signatures on candidates' petitions for being forged or flat-out fake. Well, Markey, now understanding how this political game is ran, has already, as a state Senate candidate, has gotten out there and has sought endorsements. Former Governor John Engler, previous House Speaker Tom Leonard, who's running for governor next year, current State Representative Brian Possumus, and even Michonne Maddock, a close activist for President Donald Trump, have endorsed Markey for this seat. However, Markey is not the only viable name out there. State Representative Nancy DeBoyer, Republican of Holland, and the former Holland mayor is a possibility. However, she could only serve 2 terms in the Senate, and the larger, more reliably Republican district would be a safe bet in the general election. Her House district contains all of the city of Holland and most of the township, which is starting to tiptoe slightly blue. If DeBoyer were to run for the Senate, this would leave behind an open House seat that the Democrats would definitely target. Another possibility is an Ottawa County Commissioner, Jordan Jaritsma. He represents precincts in Holland Charter Township and Park Township. He currently serves as State Representative Kurt Vanderwall's legislative director and had been a campaign coordinator for U.S. Congressman Bill Huizenga during the 2020 cycle. So, pretty interesting developments going on there. I believe Markey, with these endorsements and this amount of money, will probably end up being the Republican candidate. I think Nancy DeBoyer should stay in the House. She only has 8 years to serve. Stay in the House. Don't lose that seat. Now, State Representative Greg Van Workum, Norton Shores' residential address is technically in Senator John Bumstead's district. He has strong family name ID and is very strong in Ottawa County. There is much more of Ottawa County in the 31st District. However, Van Workum's father, former Senator Jerry Van Workum, was Victory's government teacher when growing up. Additionally, taking a look at potential, Ottawa County Commissioner Joe Moss. He's the co-founder and president of Ottawa Impact. Even though the Impact organization had been criticized for representing the far-right fringe of the religious-focused, ultra-conservative politics, Moss was able to maneuver past campaigns to eliminate Ottawa Impact's presence on the commission's board. Moss has also been mentioned as a potential congressional candidate. Don't think that's going to happen. So we'll see who ultimately ends up getting this primary nomination in the 31st. Now heading up the shoreline a little bit. Ahead of the general election back in 2022, Senator John Bumstead had spent $421,250 from his candidate account to win Michigan's 32nd Senate District. Terry Sabo, the Democratic state representative from Muskegon Heights, spent $350,171 out of his candidate committee. Well, Sabo is going to run for the Senate again next year. Why? Because Bumstead, the bum, is term limited. Instead, one of his 2022 campaign staffers, Rebecca Amidon, has officially launched her candidacy for the seat. Well, her volunteers and herself personally have volunteered at Safe Harbor Homeless Shelter in Manistee. And is also a communications adjunct professor at West Shore Community College and Mid-Michigan Community College. She's additionally a mother of two, looking to speak about challenges directing and affecting young families in and around Manistee County. Well, as far as the Republican side, eyes are on Mason County Sheriff Kim Cole. He was initially elected the sheriff back in 2012. He entered the Mason County Sheriff's Office back in 1985 and is the great-great-grandson of the county sheriff who served from 1899 to 1902, Henry Cole. He also serves on the Michigan Sheriff's Coordinating and Training Council. Although Cole has not officially gotten into the race, some of those hoping to see him enter describe him as a good speaker with a long history of local service and no appetite for silly politics. Last fall, President Donald Trump won the 32nd State Senate District by 10,278 votes, almost 53% of the vote. Very strong Republican district. And honestly, I would totally endorse and support Mason County Sheriff Kim Cole. I don't want to have anything to do with Rebecca Amidon, who's part of Bumstead's office. Sorry, not interested. Now, one of the last things to talk about on these two races, you have to understand that whoever wins the Republican nomination would go on go on to probably win the general election. So these two seats, both of them currently occupied by Republicans, appears that if everything goes according to plan, the Republicans will maintain these two seats. So far, as we're getting closer to northern Michigan, it appears the Republicans are going to do very well in the state Senate elections next year. Now, I'm very much looking forward to their assessments, their stories coming here in the next couple of days, possibly this week, about the northern Michigan Senate districts. We've already talked about the 35th quite a bit, but it's going to be very, very interesting when they get to the 36th, the 37th, as well as Ed McBroom's term-limited seat in the western part of the UP for the 38th state Senate district. Thank God for term limits. Finally going to get rid of McBroom. We'll see what Republican steps up and which Democrat decides to run for that seat. Going to be very interesting. Also, want to remind you, today is Election Day. Absolutely, absolutely must contact your local clerks to find out if there's something on your ballot for your municipality today. Polls are open until 8 o'clock, so you have plenty enough time to get there and vote. One of the most important things that you can do is make sure that you turn out to vote today. I talked about this yesterday's show. 85 to 90% of these special bonds or ballot proposals end up passing in this July-August period of putting up these issues. Who even knew that there was an election today? You've seen some signs for libraries. You've seen some signs for fire departments or roads or whatever. Well, today's the day. And if you're listening to this show tomorrow, it's too late. There'll be rebroadcasting tomorrow morning roughly at about 8:30 tomorrow. Ignore what I'm saying. The election is today, Tuesday, August 5th. So make sure you get a hold of your clerk. Find out if you have to vote. You have until 8 p.m. tonight. Please get out there and vote. I'm voting no for the library in Elk Rapids. Nobody ever uses it. We have all the information available at our fingertips, on our phones, and on our computers. Who goes to the library anymore? If you want the library funded, take donations or charge a fee to come in and use the library. Sick and tired of funding these ghost services. Nobody uses. Final half hour of today's show. Hour number three, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan.